We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oiseh sukkasoi b'roish ha'agala oi b'roish ha'svina. If someone builds a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, k'sheira, it's kosher, va'oilin lo b'yamtif. And now it's a kosher, you're allowed to go onto it on yamtif. And it's really not a chiddush, no problem going onto a wagon on yamtif or onto a svina on yamtif, as long as it's in the tchum, it's not a problem. As long as it's staying in one place, not going out of the tchum, it's not a problem to go b'roish ha'svina. But we're saying oila b'yantiv to contrast the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says b'roish ha'ilon, if you build a sukkah on top of a tree, like a tree house, oila gabi gomol, or on top of a camel, top of an animal, k'sheira, it's kosher, the sukkah is kosher, made oila b'yantiv, but you can't go up on the sukkah on yantiv. And the reason is because the Zagzer de Rabbanon, they're not allowed to go up on a tree, not Mishtamish be Elon, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos because you might cut off a branch, and you're not allowed to sit on an animal on Shabbos or Yontif either. For the same reason, you might break off a branch to hit it, to hit the animal to let it go to get it to go further. So therefore, if you build a sukkah on top of it, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to go up to up on it on Yontif. And Rashi speaks out that if someone was Oiver and he went into the sukkah, he is Yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, it's mavur in the Mishnah that even though it's in the Rosh HaGala, or the Rosh HaSvino, or the Rosh HaIlon, or top of a gomel, it's kosher, and it's not a problem of diras kva, because this Madiyama obviously holds, you don't need a diras kva, a diras arai, a temporary dwelling is enough. But, we're just saying, if it's on top of an ilon, on top of a gomel, it's not kosher, because it's kosher, but you can't use it on yontif, because you can't go up on it on yontif. Now, what's the halacha of shtayim be'ilon va'achas be'adam? If you have a sukkah that's up on a tree, but it has its own floor, and one part of it is leaning on a wall that's going from the ground up, and it reaches the sukkah halfway up. So it turns out one wall is be'adam, and the other two walls are the tree. The tree itself are the two walls, and holding up the structure on two sides. So shtayim be'ilon va'achas be'adam, or the opposite of shtayim be'adam, you have two walls be'de'adam va'achas be'ilon, and one wall is being supported by the tree. The halach is, the sukkah is kosher, ve'ein lo yantav, they can't go up to it on yantav. And the reason is, because the tree would be taken away, the whole sukkah would come tumbling down. So it turns out that the tree is holding up the sukkah, and it's holding up the sukkah, that's called being mishtamish be'ilon, because it's holding up the sukkah. Now, obviously here, we're talking about you put the schach on the walls and you didn't lean the schach on the tree. If you lean the schach on the tree, then according to Madi Abba before, that says, Amaymid b'dava m'kavot tomo, that it's no good. So here, if you put something on a mechubar, the tree is something that's mechubar, it's pasul schach. If you lean your schach on the tree itself, it would also be pasul. Here, the Ran speaks out, we're talking about you put the schach on the walls. Therefore, it's kosher. And the whole problem is just that you now go up to it on Shabbos or Yontif. Shalosh be'adam, if you have the sukkah has three walls, but they are, that means three walls are leaning on the ground. But achas be'ilon, one wall is leaning on the tree, one wall is a tree. Then the halacha is it's kosher. But oila be'yantiv. Then the halacha is it's kosher and you let it go up to an yantiv. What's the reason? That klal kol shi'in not al ilam yichar lamav ne'atzma k'sheira of oila be'yantiv. Anytime, if the sukkah would be, if you took away the tree, the sukkah would still be able to stand by itself. So it turns out it's not sitting, not going up on the tree. So therefore, it's kosher v'elam yantav. But if you remove the tree, the whole sukkah would come tumbling down. That means it can't stay up. The floor of the sukkah can't stay up from the two walls alone down on the ground. Then you can't go up onto the sukkah because you're being mishtamish v'ilah and you can't go on yantav. But we're saying it's kosher v'chalamayit, but not for yantav. Zok the Gemara. In the Reish of the Mishnah, it says, you build a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat. The halach is that it's kosher a sukkah. So, who's our Mishnah like? Rabbi Kivi. It's like Rabbi Kivi. Time within a braisa. Oise sukkase v'reish ha'svina. You make a sukkah on the top of a ship. Rabbi Gamil paisel. Rabbi Kivi machshir. Rabbi Kivi holds his posel. Rabbi Gamil holds his posel because he holds not a diras kva, and we'll see why soon. Rabbi Kivi machshir. Rabbi Kivi holds his kosher. And there was a maisa, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Kiva, Shaybam, Besvina. They were on a svina, they were on a ship over Sukkos. Omri Rabbi Kiva, also Sukkah, Rosh Hashvina. Rabbi Kiva made a Sukkah on the Rosh Hashvina. Lamacha, next day, Noshba Ruach, wind came, Valkrosa, and knocked it down. Omri Rabbi Gamil, Akiva, Hechen Sukkah, where's your Sukkah? You see, it's not called a Sukkah. The Sukkah blew right down. It's not a Sukkah. It's not even a dearest Ara, it's nothing. So Abaye now qualifies the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel. Omar Abaye, the kuli amahecha de eino yochal lam ruach matsuya de abosh alav klomhi. Everyone agrees if the sukkah is so flimsy, you should just know that in the river, on the ocean, it's much windier. Now, if it's the type of sukkah that's so flimsy that on a ruach matsuya on dry land, it would not hold up, then loy klomhu. It's nothing. Lekuli yam. Like Rashi says, it's not an adiris arai. Lekuli yam, it's not good. If it's so strong that it could withstand hurricane winds, everyone agrees it's kosher, even though it can't withstand ocean hurricane winds, but if it could withstand hurricane winds on the land, then it's kosher. So what's the machlekes? It's strong enough for ruach matsuya, regular wind on dry land, it can hold up. But it can't hold up on a ruach that's not matsuya, on a hurricane wind by Abasha, which is, like Rashi explains, the same level as regular wind in the yam, on the water. So that means, if it can't withstand regular winds on the ocean, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel saw a sukkah dears kvabina mikumin den yochal lam ruach matsuya the yam. Since it can't withstand the regular winds of the river of the ocean, lo klumu, it's nothing. Rabbi Kiva saw a sukkah dears arabinon. A sukkah is dears arai, it's a temporary dwelling. Mikumin den yochal lam ruach matsuya the abashok sheirim. Since it could stand in a regular ruach matsuya of dry land, so it's kosher, even though it cannot withstand the winds of the river, which is like in a matsuya, which is like a hurricane wind of the land. So it comes out here, we have Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel about a certain type of structure, a certain type of sukkah on the boat, if it's good or not. That means if it's strong enough to withstand regular winds on dry land, but not strong enough to withstand not regular winds, or not strong enough to withstand regular winds on the yam, that's the machlokes. And Rabbi Kiva holds it's still kosher, and that's how we paskin. But the question is, what happened to the problem that it's metaltelis, that you can move it? And we have before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a sukkah is movable, so then it's a problem, according to Rashi. Rashi learned before that if a sukkah is movable, if it's movable, it's a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here, how can we say, l'kuli al-moida, if it can withstand a strong wind of the yabasha, it's kasher on the svina, Rafi Rabbi Yehuda, it should be aser. So there's two truths into that kasha. One teretz is like the Ran, we spoke about the Ran before. The Ran says, since the sukkah itself is strong and not metaltel, it's only the sfina, the ship that's moving, that's not called metaltelis. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, Tosis of Chof Alfa Beis answers, says, even though it's metaltelis that there is sfina, Shani sfina, reading Tosis Loshan of Chof Alfa Beis, the Maskel Shein, Rashi says, Shani sfina, the Orchabachi. That's a usual way of living. V'chashiva keva afikav to metaltelis. The reason is because the people on the ship live that way, in such a type of moving structure. And therefore, it's called Dir's Kva. And the only problem here is if it blows away. But that it moves is not a problem. It's not an issue. It's a non-issue when it comes to a svina. The nafka mina between these two pshatim, the Ran and Taisus, will be a sukkah on the back of a truck. If you learn the reason like the Ran, so here also the sukkah is good sukkah, just the truck's moving. If you learn like Tosfos, that it's a regular way of living on the Sfina, but it's not a regular way to live on a truck, and therefore will not be a good sukkah, according to Tosfos' pshat. But either way, we don't pass like that, Madiyama of Mitatelis is us anyway, so therefore la'alacha, l'chayrut should be kosher on the back of a truck. But there's a prima gadim somewhere that says that a back of a truck, while it's moving, it's not a kosher sukkah. Therefore, if someone wants to sit in a sukkah, so the babaj sukkah, back of a truck, when it's standing in one place, then it could be with the motor off, it could be that's better. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Oyel Gabi Gomel. It says in the Mishnah that if I build a sukkah on top of a camel, it's a kosher sukkah. I just can't go up on the sukkah on Yontif. Why not? Because I'll be mishtamish behema. You know, I'll use a behema on Yontif. Zok the Gemara, Mastisim Mani. Who's our Mishnah like? Which Tana? The Gemara Mishnah is like a Meihi. It's like the shita of the Tana Rabbi Meir. The Tana went in a bride. So, Oysus across the God Behemoth. Someone builds a sukkah on top of Behemoth. Rabbi Meir Machsher, who the Paisel? Rabbi Meir holds Kosher, who holds Paisel? Why is it Paisel? My time, David Huda. I'm a Kra. The Pasuk says, Chagah Sukkah is Taslacha Shivas Yomim. You should make a sukkah for 7 days. And that teaches us, Sukkah Ru'uyah Shiva Shema Sukkah. A sukkah that's Ru'uyah for all 7 days is called a sukkah. Sukkah shen ruila shivloshma sukkah. Sukkah is not roya for 7 days, not kula sukkah. This sukkah they build on top of a gomel is not roya for 7 days. Why not? Because you always have a Shabbos or a Yontif. You always have Shabbos, Yontif. First day Yontif is always is Yontif, first day of Sukkot. And a lot of times you have a Shabbos also. And therefore, it comes out, it's not a Sukkot for 7 days, because on Shabbos you can't use it. That's why Yehuda says that a Sukkot on top of animals is no good, because it can't go up the, even though it's only the Rabbanon, it can't go up the, at the end of the day, I can't use the Sukkot on Shabbos or Yontif. Therefore, it's not a Sukkot, a royal 7 days. So the Sfas 7 says, what's the big deal? I have an Eitzah, I'll go up before Shabbos, before Yontif, I'll go up onto the Sukkot. And then when Yontif comes in, I'll be on top already. Zokta Sfas Emes, you see from here that it's called Mishtamis Vilan, even not climbing, just sitting on the tree is called Mishtamis Vilan, and it will be not allowed. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a possible sukkah because it's not ready for 7 days. Rabbi Meir holds kasha. What does he hold? Hanami Midaraisa Mechzichazi. The Maitse says Midaraisa, it's a good sukkah because Midaraisa, you're allowed to climb on animal or climb up a tree on Shabbos Yom. It's only the Rabbanon. Rabbanon the Gozer Bey. Rabbanon is one who is Gozer. Rabbanon who is Gozer. And that's where it's a problem. That's where it's a problem. The only the Rabbanon, therefore the rice is a good sukkah. And this machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda that says it by an animal, Taisa speaks out, is a machlokes also by a Elon, the same machlokes, because it's a roi for 7 days or not. Rav Yehuda holds not roi for 7 days because it can't go up in Anyantiv. And Rav Meir holds that since with the rice it's good, so it is roi to go up with Anyantiv. So Gemara Vaita, the Gersin the Gemara is Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a brisa. You have two full walls of a sukkah, and you're missing a third wall. So you have a great idea, you have this big animal. This animal is more than 7 tefachim long. So this animal is like 4 amos long, and it's more than 10 tefachim high. I put the behemoth by the wall, and I have a wall now, I can eat in the sukkah. What a great idea. Rameyer, so you know, you have this horse standing here, you give him some hay, he's standing in one place, now I can eat in the sukkah. Rameya Paisel, Rudu Machter. Rameya is not a good sukkah. Rudu is kosher. Shahaya Rameya Oimer. Rameya used to say, called Dovar, Shiyash Veruachayim, in Oisinoisa, Loy Doifle Sukkah. Anything that's alive, you can't use that for a wall for a sukkah. Veloy Lechi Lamavi. You can't use it for a Lechi for a Mavi. We know a Mavi is a alleyway that has three full walls, but it's open to Shusharabim. So Madar Abanon, you have to put a Lechi, you have to put a little pole, a Heker, a Simon in the front of it, that people should understand that this is a Rishu Yachid and in front of it is a Rabbim. So that's a Lechi. You can't use a Dovish Ruach Chaim for Lechi because also it's the Mechitza. You can't use this Ruach Chaim for Mechitza. You can't use it for Pasei Barayis. Pasei Barayis are these little walls that are put on the four corners of a well. And the Midaraisa, it's called the Mechitza, even though it's only one Tefach by one Tefach in each corner. And the case in Eivrim is one amma in each corner. And the loch is that we will make them, even with the Rabbanon, to use it when it came to the Oile Regalim, the people who came up for Yom Tov, to the Beis Hamikdash, to want to give the animal to drink, we allow them to take out water from the Beiris in this enclosure because it was a big tzairich. But upon them, they're called Pasei Barayis. This enclosure is called Pasei Barayis, which means each corner has this little L-shaped wall that goes the amma each direction, according to the Gemara, the Mishnah Erevin. So you're not allowed to use a behemoth for Pasei Barayis. So you can't use it for sukkah, not for lechi, not for Pasei Barayis, and veloy goyel lekaver. And it has a kula also. The first three things were chumras, that's not a good for mechitza. There's a kula also. The halacha is that a goyel, which is a machlekes, is showing what exactly it is, but Rashi learns a goyel is like the aroin, or the cover of the aroin. The halacha is the cover of an aroin, where you bury a dead person, has a din of a dead person, and it's matama ba'oil. So if you use an animal as the cover for an aroin, it does not have it in goyel and it doesn't give off tumah. So it's a kula. It's not called mechitza legoyel lekever. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Lili Amru, one more halacha about things that are ruach chayim. Amru af in kois lo gita nashim. You can't write a get on a live animal and give it to a person's wife. So we have a machlekes over here. Rameya Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a behema could be a doifim v'sukkah. And Rameya holds his puzzle. What's the reason this animal cannot be a wall for a sukkah? What's the biar machlekes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda? Zoktimar, my time with Rameya. What's the reasoning of Rameya? So we have machlekes Amaroyim. What's Pshat Rameya? Abaye Omar Shema Thomas. Abaye says, worried that the behema might die. And what happens if the behema dies? We're worried that on Yontif, the first day Yontif, the behema will die. Now you lost your third wall. Now you're not allowed to make a wall on Yontif. So what do? You need to have a sukkah. You don't have a sukkah. So a warrior come to eat Arve Sukkah, and therefore we made a Xera de Rabbanon and said it's not good. It means with the Raisa, the doifin is a good doifin at the animal. Well, a warrior might die. And the Xera de Rabbanon, that since it might die, we say that, and you bottle mitzvah Sukkah, we say that you're not allowed to use it. Rav Zera Amano, a different shah, Shema Tivrach. Maybe it's going to run away. Maybe it'll run away. That's the chash of using a live animal as a daifin. So Gemara explains. But pil kosher, if it's a tied down elephant, kuli amal pligi, everyone agrees that it's a kosher wall. Why? Because dinami mayis, even if it dies, yeshbun of lasay asara. Even if after it dies, it's so large that it'll still be asara tvachim, 10 tvachim high, and it'll still black to be a third wall. And it won't run away either. For the reason running away, it's tied. So what's the machlekes? Kipligi repil shein a kosher. The machlekes is by an elephant that's not tied. Lamandi Amar Shemon Thomas. Fidamandi Amar that it might die lechashina. In a chayshik, because it's so big, so therefore there's no chash. Therefore, there's no chash. There's no chash since if it might die, it's going to be big enough. Therefore, there's no chash. But Fidamandi Amar Lamandi Mekzer Shemon Tivra chashina. You are chayshish. You are chayshish. So that'll be nafkamina. The nafkamina will be where elephant is not tied. If the Shema Thomas no chash. If it might run away, it might run away. So what tomorrow kasha of Laman the Yoma Xera Shema Thomas Nechel Shema Tivrach. If the Laman the Yoma that there's a Xera that it might die, why are you worried about running away? Worry about that. As much as you're right. El Pilsha in a kasha kulam le pligi that's no good because it might run away. Ki pligi behema kasura. It's the Amchaikis is by a tied behema. That's not so big. Laman demak zera shema Thomas chashina. Laman demak that it might die yechayshes because if it dies, it'll get smaller. Laman demak zera shema tevrach lechashina. Laman demak might run away. You're not chayshes since it's tied up.